substanceabuse.gov.
Let's do it.
Coming up in this hour of the Good Day program, we're winning.
With Jeff, with Rich.
Where am I with names today? I don't know that came from.
I was Jennifer Jones earlier.
Yeah, he called Eric, one of our production guys, Alex. 7 times.
All right. So that's very cute. Peter Greenberg along later on in the hour. How aware of the risks of UV radiation are you as you travel through? If this price thing going on this week is any indication, I'm going to stop traveling. $360, $370, $380 $700 because the airlines have decided they're going to do the same as the oil companies and gouge the hell out of people.
I was trying to buy coast-to-coast tickets yesterday, and it's six, seven, eight hundred bucks.
Yep. So my traveling back and forth is about over. I'm not going to patronize. That said, I have to go to Las Vegas next Monday.
Dollar airfares from L.A. to Vegas.
Yeah.
But I don't think we can get them anymore.
See if you can find one.
Yeah.
Try $391.
No. Did you try out of Burbank?
Yes.
On
both
Southwest?
Places. Yeah. Right.
Did you try JetBlue?
$391. JetBlue was more.
Oh.
Virgin, JetBlue.
I don't know what to tell you.
I tried
JetBlue.
Well,
what I did was use my Southwest trip miles. I didn't have to pay for it.
Oh, that's good.
But, after a while, hello, this is ridiculous. And they won't fill up the seats, and then they'll say, oh, what are we doing wrong?
Fair sale.
Yeah. Speaking of what are we doing wrong, one of the themes sort of through the program today, and I'm going to guess maybe off and on during the week because this is not going to go away, the controversy of what is the future for NPR. There are two things going here. One of them is the controversial remarks that feed into the request to stop funding, at least with public money, your tax dollars, the NPR stuff, which is a fair request and ought to be honored. At some point in time, we got to look at the budget and say, there's this big fight over, $60 billion they say they have to cut. And then somebody called me earlier today and said, the budget for the next 4 months is 200 and some odd billion. So if you take 60 billion out, it doesn't make much difference. Well, it doesn't, but it does when you really get down to brass tacks. Let's say they're going to spend $200 billion in the next 3 months. So multiply that times four. Hello. Look at what kind of money we're talking about here. So you save whatever you can save. And the money, it's more than 90 million. Somewhere it's under 400 million, but it's higher than 90 million. The actual number of tax dollars are spent or support NPR. Now, the things that are very interesting, the people certainly, Vivian Schiller and Ron Schiller, no relation, both of them have been fired this week. I was looking, doing a little Googling and research quickly on the top of the hour as to what they're really trying to do to save this thing. You go to the Washington Post website, Richie.
Yeah.
If you go there, you will see a lot of insight.
Oh, sure.
Including the understanding of why Schiller was thrown out. His views, in this circumstance, he learned it the hard way. Shut the heck up. He sold donors on NPR's commitment to fairness and accuracy and thoroughness and diversity. And if you look at the Tea Party remarks that he made and the Republican remarks that he made and the educational level of many American remarks that he made, he deserved to get fired. And the woman who was supposedly running the place, she rescued the NPR identity after the Juan Williams thing. She did a lot. She apparently, her background is in the digital media, which is where all this stuff is going sooner or later anyway. So she couldn't control the people, and I understand that too. I could see why you couldn't control the place. It's they're all off on their own toot. And they're all now extraordinarily indignant that the government would dare cut any money from this sacred cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, moo, 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 and moo. Because if, and this is not about, I don't care about the politics. I think NPR, as I've said before, produces some great stuff. But in this circumstance, they are what they are. You don't change the spots of a tiger or a lion or whatever. What do they say? Change the stripes on a zebra?
Change it, right?
Isn't it leopard spots? Yeah.
Whatever, I don't know. But they are what they are, and they do a great job doing what they do. They do have a bias, just like Fox has a bias, and just like MSNBC has a bias, and just like Limbaugh has a bias, and Tom Hartman has a bias. The biases are there. It's clear. But that doesn't keep them from doing good stuff. But why do I have to pay for it? I don't want to pay for it. I shouldn't have to pay for it. The people who use it ought to pay for it. That's simple. That's the American way, isn't it?
Yep.
And listen to these whiners. My God, all these people that are calling areas. Oh, my word, we can't. How can we cut that? We'll lose. Well, everybody, Rush Limbaugh will take over the world if we cut. That's how these people think. Rush Limbaugh most of the places there's NPR program against Rush Limbaugh, they beat him. So Rush Limbaugh's not taking over anybody. It's just foolishness. My God. But the kid who did this, more interesting, James O'Keefe, who was the one that posted the video showing this guy Ron Schiller. He said this stuff. He's got to be a smart kid. Actually, Richie, why don't you see if you can find him? I'd like to talk to him.
Okay.
I'd like to find this kid and talk to him. He's the one that outed the Acorn Bunch. That bunch needed to get what they got. And he was in school. He had an interesting story from where he went to. Where did he go? Princeton? Where did he go to school?
No, Rutgers.
Rutgers, okay. So he sued the school because he said that he didn't want to have Lucky Charms.
He wanted to show cafeteria. How political correctness had run amok, so he successfully created a video and sued the school to have Lucky Charms taken off the menu because it made fun of Irish people.
Right.
I kind of love him.
So you know what I said? This an idea popped in my mind as I heard that. All right, we're done with NPR now. Time to get to the really important stuff. Your favorite cereal ever. 800-510-8255. Ever.
Peanut butter Captain Crunch.
All right.
Really?
So we got Captain Crunch.
When I was
Crunch,
a kid, yeah. I mean, ever. Now
Frosted
it's
Flakes.
The cranberry almond nut whatever.
Yeah, I kind of like Fiber One now.
Now.
Yeah, no. But if I have to pick one
at this
ever,
age?
I do.
Good for you, Jennifer.
Peanut butter Captain Crunch.
But Frosted Fiber Flakes, one. And since I don't like milk, sorry, Doug, I would put orange juice in it.
Ew,
so good.
That's gross. 800-510-8255. Now, here's the hook. You need to have, there are all these slogans, like Tony the Tiger said when Frosted Flakes were out.
They're great.
And weren't there Lucky Charms? There's a slogan that goes with
they're
Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Yes, that's
but
right.
But the thing with Lucky Charms is it was like dog food with marshmallows.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
But the marshmallows were delicious, and you get them for that, and so you'd eat the marshmallows, but then you'd have a whole box of just
all right,
we've got to
hurry up on this. 800-510-8255. We don't have a lot of time. The best person with the best either, I guess what we need is somebody who's really accurate. So call up and make a plea. What was your favorite cereal as a child growing up? 800-510-8255. And we'll give a prize to the person who best remembers or perhaps can display the slogan for that cereal. All right? 800-510-8255. Favorite cereal and the slogan that went with it. Some of the stuff is still around today.
I knew Captain Crunch played on that team.
Anyway.
A secret.
800-510. That was, what's his face? Magoo. Isn't that Jim Backus's voice?
It could be.
Yeah, it is. That's what it was. 800-510-8255. All right, hurry up. 16 after on Good Day.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
What's this stuff? Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you. I'm not going to try it.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah. He won't eat it. He hates everything.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Regular, cinnamon, and raisin life. Nutritious, delicious.
Hey, Mikey.
Who doesn't remember that?
800-510-8255. Hold on. We'll get to Robbie. I'll tell you in a minute. Moultrie, Georgia is where Robbie lives. Hi, Robbie.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, so what, when you go back in your mind, your favorite cereal from when you were a kid was?
By a nose, peanut butter, Captain Crunch.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, I'm telling
wow.
you, man.
It was
a bomb. So, absolutely. By a nose, what did it edge out?
Count Chocula.
See, I couldn't do those because I didn't like milk. I liked orange juice.
Yeah.
In my cereal.
That's
disgusting.
I was telling your trainer, you know, it required oral surgery after you ate, you know, a good sized bowl of the peanut butter Captain Crunch. But well worth it.
Yeah. I'll spare my lecture on how bad it is for kids to be eating this kind of stuff. All right, good job, Robbie. Here's Robert in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Hi, Robert.
Hi. How are you doing this morning?
Well, thank you. How about you?
Very good, thank you.
Right,
my answer is Trix, because Trix are for kids.
Trix are for kids.
That's right.
Trix
another one of the marshmallow
things. Do
they
still make Trix?
No marshmallows
in
Trix.
I think they do, but I'm not quite sure. But
they do.
My mother used to flop me down on the couch at my grandmother's, and then I'd get this doggone big ball of Trix, and I'd watch, you know, like Captain Kangaroo and all that, and it was my favorite cereal.
That was Captain Coos. Say it again, Doug. Captain Kangaroo's theme. You remember that, Robert, right?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Here's Harv in Ogden, Utah. Hi, Harv. Welcome to Good Day.
Yeah, Crunch Berries. Captain Crunch.
That's the
Crunch
Captain Crunch
Berries.
I liked with Crunch Berries.
Yeah, see, I liked Crunch Berries, too.
Arr.
That was delicious.
When my wife left me, her and her friend come over to the house, moved everything out, and they turned the Captain Crunch upside down and took all the Crunch Berries with them. I knew it was a drag.
Yeah.
That sounds really bad. My God. No wonder you divorced her.
That's a true story.
What, just to get you, she dumped the Captain Crunch like in your bed or something? What did she do with it?
It was all over the counter. All the Crunch Berries were gone.
Yeah. Was that the divorce settlement you gave her? What was in the box?
No, I went on from there, but I knew it was over then.
All right, good man. 21 after the hour.
All right, dude.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol. If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
From American Idol last night. We had some of the performances, and to reiterate or review, the judges didn't like Lauren, Elena. They seemed to like pretty much everybody else down to where we are now, which is Jacob Lusk, one of the 13 performing last night. Cabanga.
See, the audience,
the judges,
like it,
well, the judges loved it too. Matter of fact, one of them called it pure passion. Another one said unbelievable. All right, let's move on. Thea Mejia.
Watch now.
Is that how we pronounce it?
Yeah.
Thea Mejia. Good name.
Great name.
Good song. It's a good song.
She's great voice.
Is she good? Do you like her best so far?
From the girls, she's one of my favorites. Yeah.
That's pretty voice.
What a great name. Thea Mejia. That's the time you must be. Interesting. The judges thought she was just okay. Didn't love it.
Maybe
but
she
nice.
Didn't do much on stage.
Or maybe.
Because it sounds
like
beautiful to me.
The name Thea Mejia. Wow. That's
Thea
a winner
Mejia.
Right there. All right, here's a good name, Stefano Langoni.
I like his name.
I've had the strangest feeling with no vivid reason here to find. But yet the thought of losing you's been hanging around my mind, around my mind.
They like this.
Well, I'm a man like of many regrets. Hold my breath.
You already know the song? I don't know the song.
I don't know any of the songs.
Really? Getting old, Richard.
I'm kind of like
all right, so they like this guy. Karen Rodriguez.
Next. In love with you.
More wobbling and warbling. Judges didn't like it. All right. This loser. Scotty McCreery.
Love this guy.
We're going to be quiet because Jennifer likes us so much.
And a dreamer's just a vessel.
Girls love this
boy.
Guy.
Must follow where it goes. Trying to learn from what's beyond.
Now, how old is this guy?
Like 16.
Never know it.
Yeah, he's young.
A voice like this? Good God.
Yeah.
All right, Richie, crank it up.
Just to stay between the shores. And I will stay.
It'd be nice to have a country singer win this thing.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood did.
Carrie Underwood, yeah.
She was the first one, wasn't she?
No, that was Kelly Clark.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We like this, Richie? This is pretty good.
Garth Brooks?
Yeah, you know, I do. I do, actually.
Yeah. Good. What does he look like, Jen?
He looks like a dorky little white kid.
Yeah.
But he's got this big, huge voice.
Really? All right, so that Scott McCreary. Here's... Naima, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah, Naima.
Naima Adelapo.
Adelapo?
Adelapo?
Adelapo.
Adelapo. Thank you.
Know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, hey, 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 hey. Ooh, fire! You know I like it.
All right, so the judge is like,
cool.
Richie, play cut to 10:35, the judge is on her.
A little pitchy. They had problems with that. This might be your cup of tea you couldn't hear or whatever. But I'll tell you what.
Boo!
You brought flavor tonight that no one else has done. You brought another little something, and I adore you for that.
Okay, so here's what I miss. I miss all the boos from Simon last year.
Yeah,
that's what's missing here. Simon said yesterday that he
mean.
Thought the show was pretty good.
Mean.
28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. All right, everybody says to pack sunscreen when you travel. But how aware are you of the real risks of ultraviolet radiation at your destination? Here's what you need to know. UV radiation is a concern wherever and whenever you travel. Not just summertime, anytime. The higher the sun in the sky, the greater the exposure. That's why it's extra important to protect yourself between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., especially in the summer. The closer you are to the equator, the higher the UV radiation levels. And of course, exposure is still a risk, even if it's cloudy. It's probably common sense that UV rays are more intense when you're in the water, where the sun is being reflected. But fresh snow can reflect with even more intensity. That's why it's so crucial to wear sunglasses and sunscreen when you're on the slopes. And here's one you probably don't know. When you're at higher altitudes, the thinner atmosphere absorbs actually less UV radiation. You know what that means? You get it. I'm thinking sunscreen 50. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If your hospital lies over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire
Insurance. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
One.
If this good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it. Lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
Good day, program at 33 after the hour. It's Thursday. It's Thursday, March the 10th, 2011. What are your choices today? What choices do you have every day? You choose with care your goals, your environment, your friends, your accomplishments, so that when you choose, it helps you to compel things, I believe anyway, to turn out the way you want them to do. When you are surrounded by positive people, you choose positive people like Jennifer and Richie and me, hopefully. We're not all perfect. I'm not always positive. Sometimes there's a wrinkle, a spot, you will.
A crinkle in your wrinkle?
Crinkle in a wrinkle, right, exactly.
You're always on the upside.
Hard to believe that that could be the case. I get every once in a while a bee in my bonnet, and I'm happy to take my mental feelings out on the audience one way or another. But there, you know what I always hear back from people that they understand, they may not always agree, but they understand what I'm talking about, and that's the most favorable condition I could imagine creating. Associating with others' ideas. We don't have to all agree. It'd be terrible if we all did agree. And those crazy people that run these radio and television networks that want everybody to agree with them, otherwise you're wrong, they're the ones that are wrong. You're not wrong. We just may disagree. I mean, there may be some instances where people are wrong.
Yeah, well, like, if they disagree with me, they're wrong.
I think that funding NPR is wrong. Public money in NPR is wrong. I feel very strongly about that. But that doesn't mean that if I say I think it's wrong, if you come up with an argument, you know, that's your position, you don't think it's wrong, swell. Then you should send your money. I don't want to send mine. As a matter of fact, to carry it one step further, I'm a little more than a little tired of money being extorted from me through the tax rolls and having it be given to nonprofits or things that I don't support. Let me give to whoever I want to.
Right.
You don't have to extort. That's another one. They can cut all of that out of the budget. Slash it all out. Gone. Get it out of there. What do you mean, well? You started to say, well? What is well?
Well, what? Your government money being taken from you and given to anything.
Have to have a certain amount of defense is responsible. A certain amount of infrastructure is responsible.
Right.
But any money that is to all of these crazy projects, that's the kind of stuff these idiots ought to be looking at and examining and taking out. All right, enough on that. There's one more twist. One more.
All right, good.
He said with a smile on his face. At DougStephan.com today, you will see a story from the Government Accounting Office that has suggested, and this is something we've been talking about for 4 or 5 years, that the United States of America, you, who are the United States of America taxpayer, could save hundreds of millions of dollars a year if we replaced the dollar bill with a coin. Dollar bills have to be replaced about every 4 or 5 months because of the wear and tear. I believe the last time I saw the number was 400 and some odd million dollars a year it costs for us to print these dollar bills and keep them in circulation. So if you have a coin, it saves all that because the coins last for decades. Who thinks it's a good idea? I do. Raising my hand.
Really?
How the British did it.
Coins are so inconvenient,
yeah,
though.
No. I mean, come on, guys. You got to stop worrying about yourself so much. If they can save $400 million a year and not make a $1 bill,
$400 million is a drop in the bucket.
Well, if you say that about everything, that's the ignorant point. You see, you're just like all these other ignoramuses who say.
I'm not just like all these other ignoramuses.
Because everybody wants their little thing.
Choose.
We want NPR money. Okay, yeah. We're going to spend that. We're not going to cut that. We're going to keep Amtrak. Okay, that's my little project over here.
I think
we're
it will
not
hurt
do the dollar.
Economy.
So,
no.
Oh, baloney.
I think it will hurt the economy because then everybody will.
I think prices will go up. Everybody will say $5. $5 will become the new $1.
These big heavy coins around.
Can't we get rid of the $5 bill? I'd be happier to get rid of a $5 than a $1 or a $10.
Listen here, Mrs. Stephan. If you want to carry around a purse so that you can have all your coins, that's fine.
The video of the day today. No. Yeah, you're a real man, man. Like, men.
Yeah, you're the one who wants to carry a purse.
I don't know how you got there, Rich, but it was funny.
Yeah. Hey, listen, does that match your outfit, Mrs. Stephan?
My outfit today is a pair of green khaki pants.
Right, so I'm sure you can find
Indian
a man bag
shirt
to go along with that thing just fine.
Here is the video of the day today. A couple of guys decide to turn their fast food order into a folk song.
I love this stuff, yeah.
Listen up.
You all remember the drive-thru raps that everybody was doing a while back? We even did one.
We think it's high time to bring back the musical drive-thru order, but why not switch?
Yeah, remember, we had these guys like a year ago.
Yeah.
They did a video, so this is the follow-up. Apparently.
Genres. What about a folk song?
Passenger's got the guitar.
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing good. What can I get for you today?
I'll start with a taco, soft like a cloud. I want mine crunchy. I like to eat loud. I'll choose a chalupa. I'll grab a gordita. Two taco salads for our señoritas. And a burrito supreme with extra sour cream. Just a liturgy sheep, seasoned beef dream.
A taquito.
And Doritos.
A cinnamon twist.
A chicken border bowl.
Are you getting all this?
All right, so
I didn't know that nothing beats a
Mexican pizza.
We'll take two of those. But please hold the diced tomatoes. And I admit I've always felt
I'm in love with a Mexican man.
Take mine with a little extra love and think of me
as the cheese drops from your Taco Bell glove.
And that's it.
No, that's not it. I also want a double-decker taco because I'm feeling wild and make my sauce fire.
He'll take mild.
And we'll take two Mountain Dew Baja Blast for a chance at $25 cash. I'm told there's a winner for every 5 minutes, but I'm stealing your online code if you win it.
Why would you do that?
You owe me 25 bones.
I owe you 5.
Plus interest.
It was a loan.
And I think
we'll be satisfied
if we get some Mexican rice on the side.
Yeah, sure. We can get a drink.
Yeah, the Mountain Dew Baja.
Poor guy.
Okay, can we repeat the order back to you?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, soul taco, a hard taco, a chalupa, a gordita, two taco salad for the lady, a burrito supreme with extra sour cream, and cheesy fiesta potatoes, and chorizo, cinnamon twist, dusty chicken bowl with two Mexican pizza, but a hold of tomatoes. Double-decker tacos, two large Baja Blast, and a
salad. He's pretty good. He's pretty good.
I'm impressed, man. Yeah.
All right, so here's the story that I wanted, and I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to actually do justice, but I'm going to try.
Cheese.
The cheese that's used on your fast food, whether it's a taco from Taco Bell or a hamburger at McDonald's or even at Wendy's, comes from the folks at Kraft.
Yes.
Now, you'll be happy
plastic
to know
cheese.
That yesterday Kraft confessed, quote, "We do use genetically engineered bovine growth hormone in our cheese product," which, of course, really isn't cheese. It's a whey, W-H-E-Y. And what they
Who admitted to this?
Kraft.
Okay.
The makers of Kraft American cheese, which is neither American nor cheese.
And what do they call it again? Bovine.
It's bovine. They use BGH, milk from cows that have been genetically fondled, shall we say.
Ooh.
The Organic Consumer Association of America confronted Kraft on this because there is a big controversy about all this genetic engineering stuff, whether it's the alfalfa, whether it's the corn, all of our foods. Matter of fact, during the course of this research, it was more or less established that it's almost impossible to find food unless you grow it yourself or you go to the, this sounds like an old, I'm beating an old drum here, the local grower and see how he or she or they grow the food. Pretty much everything that you get in most of the restaurants, especially the fast food restaurants, has the artificial growth hormones that have been injected into whatever the product is, in this case into the cows, to increase their milk production. Monsanto developed the technology and market it, and now it's owned by some other company. Eli Lilly, I think, owns it now. So we have the GMO-friendly policy that comes from your friends in the federal government who are all worried about raw milk, which is natural, pure, and whole. But when it comes to BST, the hormone in the milk, it's perfect. Let's just use more and more and more and more of it. So that's what they're doing, and all of the cheese that you find. Next time you have bite into a cheeseburger, just think of those bovine growth hormones.
Tasty.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
So a comment or two on that. Doug at DougStefan.com. We have Facebook and Twitter pretty active today. Maybe we'll spend a minute on that before we get to Dr. Ken, who comes up in just a few moments here on Good Day.
Does your keychain say you're hardworking and dependable? It will when you add the keys to a Chevy Silverado All-Star Edition. And if you add them during Chevy Truck Month, they'll also say you're smart. Because you'll get a trailering package, heavy-duty automatic locking rear differential, and a great deal.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. Did you know there is a tort law that specifically states that practicing physicians are mandated to tell their patients what any reasonable person would want to know in order to make informed treatment decisions? So would a reasonable person suffering from osteoarthritis want to know about a 1996 study that showed that arthritis progresses much more rapidly in those with low vitamin D intakes? Or that people suffering from hypertension might want to know about a 1988 study that activated vitamin D reduces blood pressure? Or that people who suffer from multiple sclerosis in a 1986 study or from rheumatoid arthritis in a 1993 study had fewer flare-ups in persons with higher blood levels of vitamin D? You want more information? Call 866-867-5070. That's 866-867-5070. Or go to standardprocess.com.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com. When was the last time you went through a fast food drive-in? A, I do almost every day. B, once or twice a week. C, once or twice a month. D, I can't remember the last time I was at a drive-in. Or E, I'm in the drive-thru right now. There you go. All right. So, Dr. Ken, I'm looking at these. We just talked about growth hormone, and the most of the milk that is used by Kraft and some of these other big cheese companies is the stuff that comes from cows that are given BST. Here are a couple of comments on genetically engineered growth hormones in food. Benjamin writes, who cares? I think it's weird that people drink breast milk from a cow anyway. I suppose that's a thought. Where's Lady Gaga when we need her? Isn't that the new breast milk ice cream? It's called
Baby Gaga.
Baby Gaga. Okay.
It was taken off the market in England.
Yeah, I know, but we're going to sell it at Eastleigh Farm. I'm going to figure out a way to sell it. Okay, let's see here. Why won't the U.S. ban BST like it is in Canada? I think that's the jump-off point here, Ken. Why is it that we allow this sort of thing in America, and it isn't in most other countries around the world? It has been banned. Is this another one of those gaffes of the influence of big business on the FDA?
I'm not a big advocate of this. I don't know. I'd like that question answered. Let's get the FDA on.
Yeah. Well. Oh, yeah. We're going to get from the FDA. Yeah.
Hold them accountable.
Yeah,
cut their funding.
A better chance of getting Charlie Sheen on than you have somebody from the FDA. Let's see here. Here's somebody who named Woody says, I lived in Canada where it's banned. Our food is controlled. I only drink non-homogenized, free-range, organic, raw goat's milk. Yeah, that's an interesting character. All right, 13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with some good news for those of you who like to drink. Stand by for that. Meanwhile, Richie, have you gone off in your MetaFast diet? Did you get off of alcohol?
I haven't had a beer in 6 weeks. I had
all
one.
Right, so do you think that that's partially responsible for you losing some weight along with
MetaFast food? No, I don't drink enough to really gain weight. I have a couple of beers a week. That's not a big deal.
That's what I heard.
Back in the good old days, maybe, but no, not anymore.
So, Ken, would that likely, I mean, we know the MetaFast meals are really great. But if you, in altering your lifestyle, that's part of the plan.
That's the big thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To get off of some of the things
they
that
they don't tell you you can't drink on MetaFast, but they do say that, you know, it hinders your judgment for the most part, because if you have a couple drinks, you have a few snacks.
All right, so can you have ice cream?
No, you shouldn't.
No ice cream.
No, I mean, you're really trying to lay off of the sugar and all that stuff.
All right, so Ken, weigh in on this, pardon the pun.
Well, I think it's good to, if you're a moderate drinker out of age and aging this week, there's drinking light to moderate amounts of alcohol may actually lower the risk of developing both Alzheimer's and some forms of age-related dementia. Doug, there's a big controversy brewing in the medical community because the teaching forever was don't encourage patients to drink because you'll make them into alcoholics. That's what I learned. That's what everybody's been trained. But there's a new feeling arising that maybe we should be encouraging moderate drinking because of incredible health benefits. This, you're going to see this as a controversy brewing and developing in the medical community.
I like it.
All right, another item of interest here. We've been talking a lot about the impact the athlete is having from head contact, whether it's football or wrestling, cheerleading, another thing, hockey, that sort of stuff. There is a new screening suggested for athletes. Is this because of the kid, the basketball player, the high school basketball player who dropped dead and doctor said it wasn't cost efficient everybody?
It's a big coincidence because of the lead time to get articles published, like making a movie. It takes 6 to 12 months to get your article published after you do it. But an Israeli study got published in the very believable Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week, actually looking at half got an EKG before participating athletes, half did not. And using an EKG did not lower the risk of dying suddenly. This is a population's outcome that screening doesn't seem to do it. But, it, you know, I tell you, as a heart doctor, I certainly screen my daughter. her before she got involved in athletics. And the American Heart Association is not going on the record as supporting screening. Italy is the only country in the world that requires an electrocardiogram before kids participate in sports.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Don't give up on us, baby. Don't make the wrong seem right. Huh. The future isn't just one night.
Man, this is funny.
It's written in the moonlight. Painted on the stars, we can change ours. Don't give up on us, baby. Lord knows we've come this far. Can we stay the way we are? The angel and the dream.
Now, is this hurt enough?
Sometimes
it makes me laugh. Hi, this is from Owen Wilson, Starsky and Hutch movie that was number one during this week in 2004. Don't Give Up on Us, Baby, which had been originally done by David Soul. And actually sounded like something. That sounded like something you'd put in a pea pot.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Owen Wilson, only movie he ever did that was any good was the one with Hackman where he was the fighter pilot and he got lost behind enemy lines.
Not true.
The other movies all stink.
Done some good stuff.
Yeah.
Stink. He stinks.
Ah.
All right, 54 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program stinks. Let's get
to... stink.
Excuse me?
You stink.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Thank you very much.
All right, ready for the contest.
You who just went to the shower. Okay, let's get to Chucker's not here today, so we'll take care of things on our own. First item is the movie of the day. The movie is, let's see here, the artist or actress who starred in this movie is 53 today, which will be a hard thing for some people to swallow. Meanwhile, there are three excerpts we're going to play for you now. You figure out what the movie is. You call us at 800-510-8255. Win the prize. It's that simple. Here we go. Cut one.
I don't make any rules, Nick. I go with the flow.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What year was this?
This doesn't... I don't know what year it was.
Okay.
Big movie for this lady, though. I think it really kind of catapulted her out into
the
publicity world. All right, next cut.
No smoking in this building.
What are you going to do?
No.
Charge me with smoking?
Yeah. Got it.
All right.
Got it.
Okay, big. She's still today a big smoker.
Yeah.
You'd think she'd learn to get over it. All right, last cut.
I'd have to be pretty stupid to write a book about killing and then kill somebody the way I described it in my book. I'd be announcing myself as the killer. I'm not stupid.
What is this?
Yeah, you know, she's been trying to redo this movie or to make a sequel for 20 years because it's basically the big movie in her career.
All right.
And they talked about Schwarzenegger doing a new, what's the one from Mars? And she was in that movie with him, too. That was her first movie, which was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Total Recall.
No, she was. That wasn't her first movie. The first movie was with Richard, the guy who's played the priest in the miniseries.
Oh, yeah.
He's a gay guy.
Yeah.
He was in the... But it was King Solomon's Mines. Richard.
Gere. Richard Dreyfuss.
No. But you're. Richard Gay.
I'll get it for you here in a second.
Thank you. Meanwhile, we have a word or two, and then we get the answer. We'll have a couple of items from the movie news department here on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Hello, I'm David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. Over the past 17 years, we've teamed up with the March of Dimes to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. Together, we'll continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the people of Cigna and teams from 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Jumpstart your team at marchforbabies.org.
Once again, you're right.
800, thank you, Richard. 800-510-8255.
Richard Chamberlain, by the way.
Yeah, Richard Chamberlain is the name. Thornbirds was
the
movie I was trying to think of. He plays the priest that falls in love with Rachel, what's her face?
Yeah, her too.
Remember her? She was married to the other Aussie.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Jeffrey Donovan from Burns Notice play Robert F. Kennedy in Clint Eastwood's upcoming film, J. Edgar, with Leonardo DiCaprio in the title role. He's a guy from Massachusetts. He's been a lot of different things. You see him, you recognize him for sure. That's actually a pretty good television show.
Yeah, it is. I think. It is. My wife liked it.
Yeah, good for her, Richie. Congratulations to your wife. All right, let's get to the answer here. Has everybody got the... No, let's see. Terry, what do you think the answer is?
Hello?
Terry?
Yes.
Yeah, what's the answer?
It's Body Heat with Kathleen Turner.
No. Ken, what's the answer?
It's basically...